Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Ollie, now I know it's a sore sport.
Sorry? Sore sport?
You know it's a soft spot.
What are you talking about?
Sore spot. The 5-minute erotica that we've got here, this book that we ordered from the States.
Oh, yes, our used copy of Sexy Short Fiction.
Yeah.
It's not a sore spot. I'm over it now. I was annoyed. I did the first official reading on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And you butted in so much that I cracked it.
You did. You actually cracked it on air and off.
I threw the book at you.
Yeah.
And I've said, I'm done. I'm not reading any more stories. If you want to read stories, you can read them.
All right.
And I'll just interject whenever you're reading a naughty word and make a big deal about it.
I will not be reading naughty words. That's the whole point.
It's because you're a bit of a...
No, because I care about broadcast law and I care about our jobs.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't.
So a flirty 9:30 naughty short story will be read tonight.
Good.
Half an hour away.
I'm excited for it. We're also going to hear one of our favourite chats we've ever had in this segment, Tom, in Naughty After Nine.
Yeah.
With a man who has invented a brand new style of condom.
Oh, it was so good. If you missed it this week, it was absolutely fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it's informative.
Yeah, you don't want to go anywhere.
It's scientific and it's pretty sexy.
But up next...
Who heard your sex, Tom?
Oh!
Who heard your sex? Who heard that sex? Get involved, 133-53.
You're Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Big Me, Foo Fighters, Triple M.
That's a short song,
isn't
it?
It's a real short song.
2 minutes of Big Me. Should be called Small Me, Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
all right. Was not ready for that.
No, we just watched The Bachelor, weren't we?
God, yeah.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Fun stuff. Wow. Definitely nearly the weekend.
Time flies, Tom, when you're having fun watching Nick Cummins, The Batchy. But I wanted to ask this question. Who heard your sex?
Oof.
Who overheard it? I mean, overheard it? Maybe just who heard it? Maybe it was deliberate. I don't know. But in my case, Tom, it wasn't deliberate. It was a misfortunate overhearing.
Now, my boyfriend's been living at your house. Don't tell me.
Oh, I don't think Seth was home for this one. Over the weekend, I had a few friends over, Tom,
for a couple of
drinks. What? Yeah, what?
I was one of those friends.
Yes, you were. But I think you'd left by now because this is back at our place and there was about 4 or 5 guys left. And Sarah and I were like, we're going to go to bed now. We're pretty sleepy. It was about midnight.
Yeah.
Maybe about 1 o'clock. And they were like, can we hang around, have a few more smokes and just chill out? And I was like, oh, well, sure. You know, you're adults.
Who's smoking?
Let yourself out.
Jeez.
Pat and Jono love a smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to bed. And anyway, so the next day I saw Jono. I said, oh, hey, John, you know, how long did you stay last night? When did you head home? And he said, oh, it was about 2 o'clock. Sounded like you guys are having a pretty good time.
Oh, no.
He actually, what he actually said, I can't repeat on radio, but it was quite good. When I said, when did you... I can't say it.
Nah,
but
don't.
It was a double entendre in terms of when did you arrive. And it was pretty embarrassing. I haven't told Sarah because she hates the idea of them hearing that. But
yeah.
reality was...
It completely turns me off. If I know someone's in the house or if I know that someone's hearing me, I just stop.
Same. I hate it. It's not sexy.
No, not sexy at all.
Yeah, it's a real killjoy. And that's why we're so glad that your boyfriend Seth is moving out.
And it's that's why I oh, no, don't worry. There was a gag there somewhere about public toilets, but I can't be bothered to make it. 133-53. Who heard your sex? Has someone heard your sex?
Did they confront you, or did you find out in some awkward way that they overheard it?
We'd love you to get involved here. Seriously, please.
Please get involved. No more 2-minute songs.
No, come on. Oh, here's a 3-minute song. It's a new one as well. It's from Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. New music here on Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Who heard your sex? It's Panic at the Disco with High Hopes. New music on Triple M. Let us know what you think. TripleM.com.au. Triple M Club member is where it's at. Mate, if you like it, if you hate it, you need to tell us because it's your Triple M. We need to know what to play, mate. It is Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
The man Tom, who's making a brand new condom not far away.
Yes, I may have just found you a birthday gift, Tom, on a Facebook video that's getting around. Mm. How about this for Monday, your birthday?
Yep.
It's a bracelet, like a sort of a thick metal bracelet, but it's also a flask. So you can put a bit of spirits in there and it's...
Why is there only ladies in that video?
Oh, there's one guy there. A geezer from London.
Oh, a scouser. 133353, who heard your sex?
Who heard your sex, Tom? Are you going to share a story or just me?
No one's heard my sex.
No one's ever heard your sex.
No one's ever heard my sex.
If a sex is never heard, does it ever happen?
Ah, good call.
Did it ever exist?
Yeah.
No.
Mate.
You would think not.
Oh, come on.
Has anyone ever seen you having sex?
Yes.
Have you had sex?
It's like much more than you.
Much more, please.
Wow.
I've had a lot.
You think you've had a lot?
Adam on 133353, tell us about what we're talking about here. Who heard your sex, Adam?
My mum heard my sex.
Oh, no. What's your mum's name?
Trish? Yeah.
Classic
mum's
name.
Why are you asking that?
Just want to paint a picture. So Trish, how old were you, Adam?
I was 19 at the time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sort of in the bedroom doing the deed, and yeah, like, thought everything was all good, thought she was asleep, and sort of woke up in the morning, and she heard everything, comes out, and was just like, oh yeah, thanks a lot, just keep me up, cheers guys, no worries, and it was like, oh, a few red faces, oh shit, yeah.
So she was annoyed.
Sorry?
She was annoyed at you. If I was that age, Mum would be proud of me, I reckon, for having that.
That's weird.
Nah, she's probably just jealous, more the point. But,
I reckon. Trish.
Did you have a pretty good relationship with your mum? Like, did she...
Use her name, Trish.
Trish?
Nah, pretty good.
Yeah, and okay.
There's a story going vice versa. She doesn't want to tell it. She's sitting beside me, but she's not keen on getting on the radio.
Oh, she's denying that story. What is she saying?
Yeah, well, when I was... Oh, no. 15, 16, I could hear her through the wall. She thought I was asleep, and I was young and just started banging on the wall. And just, I shut the hell up, and then it just went silent, and I was just like, there you go.
It's like an episode of Will and Gracie, your house, isn't it?
It's a Paul Kelly song called They Thought I Was Asleep, which is interesting.
Is it a good track?
It's a lovely song. It's not about overhearing sex, though. It's about overhearing your parents fighting.
What was it called?
They Thought I Was Asleep.
Oh, and it's about... fighting parents.
Yeah, it's...
I won't play that,
then. It's not about sex.
G'day, Ryan.
How you going, fellas?
Good, buddy.
Good, man. You were overheard having sex?
I was very much overheard having sex about a little while ago now. Partner and I were, as you would imagine, going hard at it, and she had a flatmate, and we didn't think he was home. Well, I'd never met him, and we were three-quarters of the way through, and he was standing at the door, not only listening, but watching. And I didn't actually know this until about 6 or 7 weeks later when he decided to bring it up in front of about 25 of us at a New Year's Eve party.
No, I mean, what is this dude doing? Don't bring it up in front of other people.
Don't bring it up at all. But if it had been me, I wouldn't have brought it up. But
And what kind of sicko is just watching?
Well, that's a hard question to answer.
Ryan,
no, it's not.
You'd watch. Ollie, you'd watch.
There's no way I would stop, prop myself up and get a good view and watch someone having sex. That's outrageous.
Yes, you would.
No.
You're the type of sicko
look,
to do
I'd
that.
Be honest, I'd want to, but I wouldn't do it because you'd know it's wrong.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Fair enough. 133353.
This is why you can't stay over at my house, Tom.
Who had your sex?
This is why you're banned from staying over with Seth, because you're the kind of guy who'd probably just start watching me and Sarah.
No, I didn't start watching you.
Get back to your hetero days.
No.
Your glory days.
No, they weren't glory they weren't days, glory I can days. Tell you that. 133353, give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It sounds creepy. Walk This Way, Run DMC versus Aerosmith. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's nearly the weekend, guys. Not far away. You can sniff it. You can smell it. Same thing.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I'm excited about the weekend, Ollie. I think I need a little bit of a...
You gotta lift.
I need a lift. I need a can of lift.
Come on, mate. Up you get. We're all lifting here. Get excited for that dirty reading, that flirty 9:30 from 5 Minute Erotica.
I've picked out the story. It's called All Eyes on Her.
And for the haters who hated my voice and said it wasn't sexy... Screw you. Fine. I've sat down. I've been sidelined, and Tom Mr. Sex King over here is going to be doing the reading. So
thank you very much.
You win.
Who heard your sex? 133353. Braden, what's going on?
Yeah, not much, guys. Self.
Are you celebrating for Madonna's 60th birthday today, or are you keeping a lid on it?
Well, I've been working all day. I've only just finished, so.
Yeah,
that's celebrating enough.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah. So, I had my girlfriend's mum actually walk in on the two of us about 6 months ago. We were going at it. We were probably about in the middle.
Yeah.
And
midway through, would you say?
Yeah. There was no knock, nothing. She just kind of opened the door, saw what was going on, went, oh, and turned around.
Why did she do that? What's she doing?
She was coming in to talk to my other half, and didn't realize that I was there.
Both halves were together. Very closely together. Can I? Is it too much? No, I won't ask that. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Was it? What position were you in?
What? Why?
Well, just visually. I mean, if you're a mother walking in, you want to. There's a difference between being under the covers and having a nice canoodle, and then doing something different.
We weren't under the blankets or anything. It was. I was behind her.
Yeah.
That's
a busy scene to walk in on.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, Braden. 133353.
It's important to ask these questions, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm a detective.
Yeah, you're also a sicko.
Have you seen Seven? I'm like Brad Pitt in Seven.
No.
Hunting down Kevin Spacey.
No, you're like more like Monk.
Okay, I haven't seen Monk, but it sounds like an insult.
G'day, Liam.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Who heard your sex? Oh, you said someone else's sex.
Yeah, I heard my best mate sexing.
Oh, yeah.
We were at a music festival camping overnight and everything, and I decided to call it a night a bit earlier on, and just dozing in the tent, and I hear the tent unzip. It was a three-man tent, mind you, and he's found himself a friend for the night.
In your tent or in
his
tent?
Tent, yeah. In my tent. My tent.
Oh my God.
In a three-man?
You didn't just overhear it, you were next to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
But in a three-man tent, that's a tiny space.
Yeah, well, he's got three in there.
Yeah, well, yeah, we had two, and we obviously had some room, we thought, and away they went.
A two-man and one-woman tent.
Yeah.
And so you were lying awake for the whole thing?
More or less, yeah.
Jesus. Is your mate just a bit of a loose unit, doesn't care?
He used to be until he found a career that doesn't allow that.
Yeah, right. What music festival were you at, by the way?
It was a particular, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it was a New Year's one down in Lawn.
Okay.
Oh, mate, you can say it.
Don't say Falls.
Yeah. Falls, yeah. It was Falls.
That's not by that. Oh.
I want to hear more from Liam.
Okay.
What do you, do you talk about it? Do you say, what are you doing? Or you just lie there like a sad child?
At first, like, my mate, he tries very hard at the ladies, and he's not a bad looking fella, but he's a little bit on the shorter side, so he gets knocked back for that sometimes. So I thought, no, I'll let him go. And it just kept going. This is not on. So I thought I'd sort of excuse myself and let him know I was awake.
But by saying, sorry guys, I'm just here, or you just left?
I said, oh, you could be a bit louder.
Incredible.
And so then what did you do? You just left the tent?
No, it was something. I fell asleep and woke up the next morning and said, oh, how'd you go, guys? And
she was very quick.
Yeah, she was still there, and she was very quick to say she had a wonderful time.
Who stays in the tent at a music festival? Surely you do the deed and leave at a music
Must
festival.
Must be love.
They dated for a while afterwards.
Oh, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
Well, you're a part of that intrinsically.
Nice stuff. Good on you, Liam.
Sharing the moment and potentially some physicality as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We've got a few more here. If you want to get involved, 133353. Who heard your sex? It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. When I come around, Green Day. Hello, it's Tom and Ollie on a station called Triple M. And you love it. We love it. Everyone loves it. The weekend's not far away as well. You can sniff it. No, not far away. From a guy... from a guy who's created a brand new condom.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
A lot to get through, Tom. Time's running out. We're going to get to a flirty 9:30 erotic fiction reading as well. So we should bust through these last few calls. Luke, who heard your sex?
I actually heard my mum's sex.
No.
Oh, mum. Naughty mum.
Yeah, I was probably 16, and I was sitting, the study was next to her room, and I was listening to some music on the computer in there, and then I paused it to go to the toilet, and I was like, oh, hang on.
Was it daytime, evening?
Nah, probably 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Oh, good on you, Mum. And so pretty noisy?
The bed was a bit squeaky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And nice. did you mention it?
Nah, I never brought it up. I've just suppressed that memory.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea to do. You don't want any more of that. Paul, 133353, thanks for sharing, Luke, by the way. Who heard your sex?
Yeah, guys, it wasn't so much heard. I had pretty much an audience. This was about 20-odd years ago. I was at a New Year's Eve thing where there was a lot of bands playing and a mate's band was playing and I had, you know, all access kind of passing. And as the night progressed, I pulled a bird and we went back and found a spot between some cars that were parked out the back and... Brilliant. Got into it, and then, I kind of, after that, I kind of realised there was about 30 people watching, and by then I thought, well, you know, can't stop now.
Oh, my God.
And someone turned one of the lights, headlights on one of the cars. To
Brilliant.
Oh.
And then once I finished, I got an applaud from about 30-odd people who were in the bands and organisers and whatnot.
You're a stronger man than I could not keep going if I realised I had an audience.
Yeah, well, even my brother said, man, I could see with your little white backside going up and down.
Are you a bit of an exhibitionist, Paul?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No?
I think I was just drugs. I didn't care. You know, alcohol can,
yeah,
can do
that.
Some crazy things.
Was it the kind of thing that when you're sober the next day, you go, what the hell was that? Or do you go, yeah, I was the man?
To be honest with you, it wasn't until about a couple of days later when my brother mentioned it. And I went, oh, that's right, that happened, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. So probably the first option.
Oh, jeez. Jackson, 133353, who heard your sex?
I heard my brother and his girlfriend's sex.
Oh. Older, younger brother?
Older brother.
Oh. Yeah. Looking up to him, you admire him?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You did anyway.
Yeah.
And what was the situation where you heard it?
I was about like 14, 15 at the time. My brother was, I think, 19, 20, and we still used to... sleeping bunk beds together. Me little 14-year-old, he had a girlfriend, brought her home, and like most nights they'd,
what?
I don't know, rock me to sleep pretty much.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Were you top bunk or bottom bunk?
I was top bunk.
Oh. That is an education, isn't it?
That's too much.
Oh, it really was.
Good on you, Jackson. Jeez.
That's my older brother.
Hey, not far away, that flirty 9:30 naughty reading and the man who's...
What's it called, Tom? Can we hear a bit of a teaser, maybe? The fiction, the Carol Queen compilation of stories.
Yeah, this one's called All Eyes on Her. It's by M. Christian.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you the start of it now?
No, save it. Save it. Tease me.
All I'll say is, the city sat around her from where she was standing. Nothing but the silver squares of windows seem to be watching. Ooh.
Mm.
Not the best teaser.
I would have saved it.
But she knew better. She could feel them sitting behind their desks, in their living rooms, in the bedrooms.
You cooked it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Ollie, you've given me the book 5 Minute Erotica, 35 Passionate Tales of Sex and Seduction, edited by Carol Queen, because you couldn't handle it.
No, I could handle it. I was loving reading it, but you kept interrupting because you kept going, oh, it's too naughty. Oh, you can't say that.
It is.
And you dumped me. Right. You used the radio dump, which cuts out the delay we have.
Yeah.
And it destroyed the audio of my story.
Yeah.
And so I've given up and I've said, okay, you can do it.
Yeah. So basically what we've done, we've ordered a book from the States and it's fun to do a bit of a naughty fiction at this time of the night. Now, I am going to be cleaner than you.
It's called Flirty 930, Tom. Get the name in there.
I am going to be cleaner than you because I care about radio broadcasting law.
Cool. This will be boring.
And it's called Naughty After 9. It's called Flirty 9:30. It's not called Dirty 9:30.
Okay.
So what I've done is I've replaced any of the naughty words with similar words that aren't naughty.
Okay.
And
for
I'll let you know.
For example?
Well, I'll let you know when they are. Don't worry about that. But this story here, I'll give you a little bit now. It's called All Eyes on Her by M. Christian. The city sat around her from where she was standing. Nothing but silver squares of windows seemed to be watching. But she knew better. She could feel them sitting behind their desks, in their living rooms, in their bedrooms, in their beds, watching her. The gravel and tar paper of the roof was hot underfoot, but she enjoyed it. It was the totality of it, the completeness of the act that made her...
What act?
Noggin.
What act?
She's walking on a roof naked.
Oh.
Which made her noggin into hard knots and that stoked the fire of her cat. Wearing slippers, shoes, or anything else would have made it incomplete, would have ruined the statement. Standing naked on the rooftop, letting the city wash her.
That wasn't sexy.
No.
That wasn't sexy at all because you said cat and noggin.
I couldn't have said the word that cat was, I can tell you that. It was four letters.
Can you make it a bit sexy though?
Sure, I'll try up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Greta Van Fleet with Highway Tune, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. That brand new condom technology not far away with Dr. Robert Gorkin. If you missed it earlier this week.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
If you've just joined us, you're in the middle of 3930, a naughty reading.
Yeah.
We've found a book in the United States called 5 Minute Erotica, edited by Carol Queen, who is a former Playboy columnist, which is pretty interesting.
Carol Queen didn't do much, though, because she just compiled the story. She didn't write any of them. So
that's right.
I don't know what she's done. No, good on her for bringing it together and publishing it.
This story is by M. Christian. All Lies on Her, it's called. And if you just missed it, we just heard about this woman who is walking naked on a roof in the middle of the city.
Was that implied? Because I didn't pick that up.
The first line is the city sat around her from where she was standing.
Yeah, so where was the naked part?
The last line, standing naked on the rooftop, letting the city watch her.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. So you've got to focus here. I mean, if I'm missing parts, you could be too. So let's focus. Tom, take us there. Take us away to a saucy place.
Sorry, cut you off there. At first, Cindy didn't think she could do it. It was a private thing, a crazy thing, something to lay back in a warm, soapy tub and thinking about. Running herself into a rolling organism.
Why do you keep cutting the music out?
That's when I've replaced words.
It's not. It really cuts the vibe.
Yeah, but then how are you going to know when I've replaced words?
With your performance.
But then that'll also not be sexy.
Okay, all right. Let's go. It's jarring, but we'll go with it.
In the real world, the roof was hot. You know, she's naked on the roof. The gravel hurt the bottoms of her feet, and a hard chill wind cut over the concrete edge of the roof and blasted through her.
Whoa. Too dangerous up there.
Despite the pains in her feet, again, she's on a roof naked, the chill air and the hot tar, she stood naked on the roof of her little five-story apartment building, a fire roaring in her cat. Cindy watched the city watching her, looking at one silvery window in particular. She lifted her right hand to her left, bread, and stroked the soft skin and pinched the hard noggin.
What's noggin?
Well, it's got a double P in it, that word.
Noggin.
Cindy looked up at the sun. It bathed her, baked her. Her skin vibrated with the heat of it, the fire it coated her with. And that's the end.
The sentence didn't even finish.
Nah, well, the music finished, and I thought, I think that's enough of that. Do you want more? I mean, it basically ends with her...
There's no story there.
Finishing. No, there's
you
not.
You chose a story that was just a girl walking on a roof.
Well, I call it girl on a hot tar roof.
Hot tin roof?
No, hot tar roof.
Hot tar roof.
You didn't pick up that it was tar?
It was cement, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, details. It's hard to follow the details.
Yeah, it sucks. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around. With the one I love, Paul Kelly, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, we better get out of here.
God, what a week.
What an absolute week.
Beginning with, as you just heard there, Rob, Mr. Hydrogen Gel Condom Expert.
Yeah.
To Tuesday, Auntie Donna, sketch comedians in the show. Yesterday, we had Sarah living with HIV. And then tonight, we had Rob from Manhor giving us grooming tips.
I mean, a massive week Make sure you download that Triple M app.
Is the show called We Have Guests? We have questions.
Yeah, we ask questions of all those people.
Well, we have questions of the guests. That's right. That's how I should say it. It's not hard. We have questions.
We have questions.
Yep, for guests, for you guys, for everyone.
It's multi-layered, isn't it?
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's on for the weekend?
You know it's my birthday.
Huh?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah, see you tomorrow. Yeah, we're doing a thing.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.